none but the hungry heart. 7:13. Look and live. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. As the plant to the sun, we look to the sun for growth. What is the good of a man being ennobled, made a prince of, if he feels he has gained no more or sensible acquisition by it? This is the disappointment which souls feel without being able to account for it, and they are subject to nights of wrestling because they have rested in their grand title instead of in the means of supporting their title, which is dependence on and ever deepening acquaintance with the one who has conferred them. I cannot conceive anything more satisfying or cheering to the heart than the consciousness that I may not only draw near, but that I draw near in answer to the thought and interest that the Lord Jesus has about me, and that I draw nigh to enjoy myself in his presence, where there is so much thought and interest about me. It is there my heart goes out in acknowledgement of him, in answer to his deep, gracious, and everlasting love. By means of the word, look to the Lord Jesus in faith. Exercise the blessed trust that he is yours, and that he has given himself to you, and that you have a claim to all that is in him. It is his purpose to work out his image in you. Behold him with the joyful and certain expectation. The glory that I behold in him is destined for me. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6.